And now, Stein Online presents Mark Stein's Song of the Week.
Hey, welcome to a special audio edition for this final week of the year. 2010 was the centenary year of Frank Lesser, one of my favourite songwriters. He wrote a perfect Broadway show, Guys and Dolls, and a show that comes pretty close, How to Succeed in Business Without Really Trying. And he wrote a ton of great songs, Heart and Soul, Slow Boat to China, I Love You, A Bushel and a Peck, Standing on the Corner, Watching All the Girls Go By, Praise the Lord and Pass the Ammunition, Baby It's Cold Outside, on and on and on. We did a Frank Lesser centenary month here back in June, and we ended with an audio spectacular featuring live performances of a lot of great Lesser songs. Today's song didn't make the cut. I was thinking of including it, and then I changed my mind. And then I had second thoughts about my second thoughts, and then I had second thoughts about my third thoughts, and in the end, I hemmed and hawed, and we never got around to it. And here's why. This song has become one of a very, very select number of New Year standards. And each year, as you riffle through the new Christmas CDs, you'll find more and more recordings of it. But Frank Lesser was adamant that it was not a seasonal song at all, and he got very annoyed when singers sang it in December. He wrote it in 1947, and as he saw it, the time of year to sing this number is spring. As he conceived it, the key to the song is in the first line, "Maybe it's much too early in the game. Ah, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing New Year's?" In other words, boy meets girl, circa April or May, and he's so in love, he's getting a little ahead of himself and wants to nail down a big formal commitment way in the future. That's how Lesser saw it, and that's why he got annoyed when singers started putting it on Christmas albums. Lesser's logic is cute, but it doesn't quite work for me. I mean, really, how many guys or dolls in the first flush of romance amid the young buds of spring are looking ahead to December 31st? So the song has an unpersuasive conceit, if you follow Lesser's line. But here's how I think of it, and this is how I think a lot of singers relate to it, if only intuitively. New Year's a terrible time to be alone. It's the big party night, and it's no night to be, as Lesser's lyric says, among the missing. And I think back to when I was a young slip of a lad, and you meet a gal in the run-up to Christmas, and things click. But it's that time of year when everyone's got plans and family duties, and maybe it is much too early in the game to see whether she wants to do anything as formal as be your date on December 31st. So with respect to Mr. Lesser, I think he's wrong. This is a great New Year song. And sometimes the writer isn't always the best judge, and the work takes on a life of its own. I don't often do a solo on our little musical divertissement here, and this is a bit of a stretch for me, but you can't really do this thing as a duet, so what the hell, let's give it a whirl. What I've always liked about this song is the less well-known verse, which is a little dark. There's a lot of ambiguity in it, a big question mark. So we're going to do the intro with very spare accompaniment before Andy Vinter comes in to ring the midnight chimes. Pete Callard's guitar to play us in. What are you doing New Year's Eve? Maybe it's much too early in the game. Ah, but I thought I'd ask you just the same. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. Wonder whose arms will hold you good and tight when it's exactly 12 o'clock that night, welcoming in the new year.
1,000 invitations you receive. Ah, but in case I stand one little chance, here comes the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. Invitations you'll receive. But in case I stand one little chance, here's the jackpot question in advance. What are you doing new?
A song from Mediu to close out this Frank Lesser centenary year, arranged and conducted by Kevin Amos. My old friend Sebastian Folkes, in his most recent novel, A Week in December, has an aside in which a London hostess bemoans the ghastly habit those frightful Americans have of referring to New Year as New Year's apostrophe S. So that's just for you, Sebastian. What are you doing New Year's? New Year's Eve. Whatever you're doing, New Year's, I hope the 12 months ahead come out on the plus side of the ledger. 2010 was a tough year for me and tough for a lot of folks, so let's wish for better things in 2011. To you and yours, from all of us at Stein Online, a very happy New Year.
Mark Stein's Song of the Week is a production of Mark Stein Enterprises. All rights reserved.